I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One of North Korea's top officials has been dramatically and publicly purged from office. Jong Song-taek was considered number two in the system by some observers. More than that, he's the uncle of Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. The Hermit Kingdom usually keeps its politics behind closed doors, so the televised purge of Uncle Jong is almost unprecedented. Robert Carlin is a former top State Department intelligence analyst on North Korea. He's been looking at the images released today by North Korea's state media.
It was quite a piece of theater. He was unceremoniously escorted from the meeting room by a couple of guards. They announced that not only had he been removed from all of his posts, but his name is removed from the Workers' Party of Korea, which means he's now a non-person. And in layman terms, he's toast.
Toast. Well, he wasn't toast a while ago. He seemed to be kind of like the number two and a big advisor to Kim Jong-un. I mean, who is Jong Song-taek? How important was he?
First of all, he's an uncle of Kim Jong-un. He's married to Kim Jong-un's aunt, so he's not a blood relation. It's a relation by marriage. Jong Song-taek has been around for a long time. He's been up and down in the leadership several times. People who have met him have been quite impressed. He's very intelligent. He's interested in new economic ideas. But he's also apparently, and I've never met him, so I'm just repeating what I've heard, but he's also apparently someone who has a little bit of a strut to his walk.
Meaning what?
He plays it close to the acceptable line in terms of personality and personal lifestyle. In other words, he oversteps the bounds. That's why he's been knocked down before, but he's always come back. I don't think he's coming back this time.
I mean, is it kind of plausible that he would be purged because he's got swagger?
Well, in North Korea, if you have swagger, there's an implication that somehow you're almost on par with the leader, especially if people gather around you so that you have something that looks like a faction. Faction is an incredibly dirty word in North Korea. And that's the main charge against him in the Bill of Particulars that was read out at this meeting, that he formed a faction.
Why is the word faction such a dirty word? I mean, what does that imply? What's it code for?
It implies that there's an alternate power center, in effect, that there are a group of people who effectively can counter the views of the supreme leader, and that cannot be allowed to continue.
So you imply, Robert Carlin, that we probably won't see this uncle again. What might happen to him?
The fact that they showed him at the meeting and escorted him out but didn't mention anything more serious was going to happen to him could just be that he's going to go into a long, long-time house arrest in the countryside somewhere. His underlings may face much more serious punishment, and that apparently has already happened to some of them.
And what does it suggest to you about Kim Jong-un? More competent than we thought, or just surrounded by extremely clever aides?
There were people who, as soon as, on the outside observers, who as soon as Kim Jong-un took over, said he's not going to last very long. He won't last, 6 months, a year, whatever. Well, here we are 2 years into his reign, and he's still there. Not only that, he looks to be stronger than ever. So I think this is one more sign that he's competent, that his father trained him very well, and that he was more ready to take over than outsiders expected. It doesn't mean he can't stumble at some point, but so far he's done a very good job and understands the levers of power in his country.
Robert Carlin, a former senior State Department intelligence analyst on North Korea. An updated edition of his History of Korea, The Two Koreas, is published tomorrow. Robert, thank you very much.
My pleasure.